السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Honorable and respected and beloved elders and brothers in Islam, amongst the qualities, the character, the akhlaq and the personality of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one quality that is often ignored and not spoken about is his relationship to his ummah. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's relationship with you and I. We find in many ahadith there is great evidence of the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very conscious about building this ummah. He was very conscious about each and every ummati entering Jannah, and his love for this ummah can never be described. Before we get there, the ayah wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, amongst other ayat, certify the lofty and noble qualities and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One important aspect with regards to it is commentators of the Quran, like Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, has stated, and this is the gist of it, is one aspect of his quality, one aspect of his character, was in his interpersonal relationship with anyone, he had never ever forgotten Allah. Whilst his interaction would be with someone, he may have spoken to a person, that relationship will be of words, but that heart was always directed to Allah, and there was always a fear, a concern, that I must not violate the commandments of Allah regarding interpersonal relationships. Allah give us this quality. Often in our business dealings, often in our social activities, our social relationships with others, we often forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is when we find that there is a breakdown in relationships between individuals. Coming back to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he was with our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ghfir li Aishata ma taqaddama min dhanbiha wa ma ta'akhkhar wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat, aw kama qal. Oh Allah, forgive her past and her future sins. Forgive those sins which she concealed, those sins which she revealed, which became known. In other words, forgive each and every one of her sins. Brothers, not to point fingers at anyone, but I also need to look in my life. When do we ever make dua for our spouses of this nature? We live together, we eat together, we at home together, we go out together. But is there that reawakening in our hearts, that consciousness in our hearts, that we need to make dua for our parents, our spouses, our siblings, our children, our families, and the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nonetheless, she became very elated. And in that elation, she began to swerve from one side to the other. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the appearance of her happiness. And he said, "Aisha, dua make you happy?" She said, "Yes, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So he said, "This dua I make for my ummah after every salah. I make this dua after every salah for my ummah." Can we see that relationship that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has? As a matter of fact, there is one narration in which he says that that person that makes dua for the ummah, the reward will be the number of individuals of the ummah. You work it out. The ummah is not the current ummah. The ummah had begun with the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and each and every one of them coming to here at this point and going on. Each individual is in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we find one narration where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling to Madinah Munawwara, and he came to a place called Azrawa. He disembarked from his ride, from his animal, and then he lifted his hands, and after a while he goes into sajda, and then again he comes out of that sajda, he stands, he lifts his hands and he makes dua for the second time, and again for the second time he goes into sajda, and then the third time he gets up and again he makes dua, he lifts his hands and again he goes into sajda. When he completed the cycle thrice, he looked at the sahaba around him. They were perplexed. They never seen this happen before. And then he asked them, "Do you know what I was engaged in?" The response, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we do not know, we do not have any idea." At that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me the intercession of my ummah on the day of Qiyamah." Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response, Allah sent wahi, "You will be granted shafa'ah and intercession on behalf of one third of your ummah." So I went down into sajda, thanking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he didn't leave it there. He got up and again he made dua to Allah. "Oh Allah, grant me the intercession of my ummah." And again, the response from Allah, another third. And again he goes into sajda. And again he gets up. And again he makes dua to Allah. And then Allah's response, intercession for the third of your ummah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes into sajda and he makes shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Friends, there is one narration. Every Nabi of Allah is mustajabu da'wat. Every Nabi of Allah, his du'as were always readily accepted by Allah. But then over and above that, there is one particular du'a that has an extended guarantee of acceptance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, that is most certainly without any doubt will be accepted by Allah when that dua is made. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that every one of the 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam utilized that dua in this world. However, I, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, I deferred it for the day of Qiyamah so that I may intercede on behalf of my ummah. Friends, when we speak about, and especially it heightens in this month of Rabi'ul Awwal that is now leaving us, we speak about the different aspects of the seerah, his Mubarak birth, his demise, and the different aspects we speak about his personality and his character. And within us, there is always this enthusiasm to practice and to bring it into our lives. Friends, this is a humble appeal that one aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be our burning concern and our burning love for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whilst whatever is happening in Gaza is known to everyone. As a matter of fact, I don't think anyone can tell us any different to what we know. That will remain in the heart, and that's a token of iman. But what about the rest of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Those who are part of our families, those who are part of our communities, should they not become the recipients of our love? Should they not be those persons whom we should love the most? When we look at the ayats of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about sahaba. Allah ta'ala says, ashidda'u ala al-kuffar ruhama'u bainahum. That when Allah speaks about their perception, their interaction, their mindset with regards to believers, Allah uses one word, ruhama, that they are most compassionate amongst themselves. Differences of opinion did exist, it will exist, and it will continue to exist. But the bonding of the hearts, that is apart from whatever differences we may have. Abu Idris Al-Khawlani rahimahumullah, he was a very great tabi'i. He narrates that I went once into the masjid in Damascus and I saw a young personality whose teeth were shining. In other words, he was continuously smiling. And people would throng around him, and it appeared that when they would have queries, they would go to him, he would respond, they would be satisfied. If they had differences, he would mitigate and he would resolve their differences, and they were happy. And then I asked someone, who is this personality? The response, he is the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Muadh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now we know Muadh ibn Jabal was a young Sahabi sallam. So Abu Idris, he narrates that the next day I got to the masjid early before the masses would throng around him, and I found that he was already in the masjid and performing salah. When he completed his salah, I approached him from in front of him. I made salam and I said to him, Inni uhibbuka fillah. Inni uhibbuka fillah. Certainly, I love you for the sake of Allah. Allah give us this, brothers. Wallahi, if there's something that's lacking, whether we attribute it to the rugged capitalistic world that we are living in, whether we attribute it to the materialism that is around us, that creates selfishness, and as an ummah, we have forgotten selflessness. We even forget to love those who are close to us. Here is a person that is expressing a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inni uhibbuka fillah. Certainly I love you for the sake of Allah. Muadh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's response. Allahu tuhibbuni. Do you love me for the sake of Allah? He said, yes, I love you for the sake of Allah. Reiterated that question. Is it for the sake of Allah that you love me? He said, yes, I love you for the sake of Allah. There is no doubt in this fact. Then Sayyiduna Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he said, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, wajabat mahabbati lil mutahabbina fi. My muhabbat, my love, the love of Allah is compulsory for people that love each other solely because of me. Brothers, if a Muslim had to have an aspiration, that aspiration undoubtedly will be to earn the love of Allah. And here is something that is seemingly difficult, but at the same time easy. It is a matter of the change of mindset, that when we begin to love each other for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says His love is compelling. Allah will certainly love us. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves us, then what are we short of? In this world, at the time of maut, in the qabr, in the akhirat. And then Muadh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِي. And those people who sit with each other only for the pleasure of Allah, وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ فِي. And those who give sadaqah only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah's love is compelling. In the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the core of a Muslim, he describes the actual essence of a Muslim. He says, Al-mu'minu ma'laf, wa la khayra fi ma la ya'laf wa la yu'laf, aw kama qal. A believer is an embodiment of love. A believer is an embodiment of love. If we want iman to be completed within us, if we want to experience that sweetness of iman, then we have to bring this factor of love within our hearts. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَا لَا يَأْلَفْ وَلَا يُؤْلَفْ. And there is no good in that person who neither loves others. Obviously what goes around comes around, he will not be loved. Imam Ghazali rahimahumullah has written a very amazing thing, that for those people who say and make a claim that they love Allah and yet they do not love their fellow Muslim brothers, then those individuals are lying. To the extent our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith of those persons who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one of those individuals will be those two who love each of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we find our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in emphasizing the importance of loving each other and the success on the day of Qiyamah. He says that a caller will call out, أين المتحابون في الله? Where are those individuals that loved each other again for the sake of Allah? And then they will be made to sit on mimbers, on pulpits that will be made of noor. And they will be enshrouded. They will be clothed with such elegance and such beauty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, even the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam and the Shuhada will become envious. To sit on the pulpit on the day of Qiyamah is honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant an individual or those individuals. Respected and dear brothers and dear friends, once again, when we look around us and we see the pitiable condition of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the other hand, we see the effort that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had put in to build the ummah. Sahaba, his companions, they made a concerted effort to keep this ummah united. Maybe it will be far-fetched for us to do that, but we just need to start with that one drop of love in my heart. Let us not be concerned about others. Let us introspect and take stock. How much do I love the ummah? How much do I love the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? At the end of it, brothers and friends, it is love that becomes the ingredients of bonding. When we look at bricks, we know that it has to be bonded cloth, it requires threads. And to bond this ummah, to bring this ummah together, what is most acquired is that we create this love wherever we are, and inshallah, thumma inshallah, we will see the difference in our own hearts, we will see the difference in our own mindset, we will see the difference in our own attitude. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the ability, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the strength, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create that bond of love between each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala alleviate the difficulties and the struggles of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep their feet firm. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant the mujahideen the strength, and the resistance carries on. But brothers and friends, we need not lose hope. This is the plan of Allah, and undoubtedly the test for them is different. The test for us will always be different. And our test will be, how much do I lift my hands and make dua for them? How much is my concern? Do I ever shed a tear in privacy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is the test for us at this moment. And of course, all the others that has been always outlined. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.